Keep tuned to this station for Double or Nothing, which follows immediately.
It's the largest selling ready-cooked spaghetti in the U.S.A.
F.A. Franco-American. F.A. Franco-American. F.A. Franco-American.
It's got that extra good sauce.
Taste it. Tomatoes and cheese sauce so richly mingled you get full flavor every forkful. Get Franco-American spaghetti.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, Campbell's soups present Double or Nothing, starring Walter O'Keefe. Listen to radio's original quiz show. Hear the grand slam finish. The red and white sweepstakes in a full half hour of laughs and question marks. Double or Nothing. Tomorrow's the big day. Yes, tomorrow's the opening day of the fall's biggest grocery event, Campbell's Tomato Soup Week. And listen, Campbell's Tomato Soup is the same low price as a year ago. Yes, it's the soup most folks like best, and the price is as low as a year ago. Remember, tomorrow marks the start of Campbell's Tomato Soup Week, so size up your needs for weeks ahead and plan to buy a dozen cans, maybe a case, of the new pack Campbell's Tomato Soup during your grocery's Campbell's Tomato Soup Week. Here now is Double or Nothing and Campbell's Soup's man of the half hour, your paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe. Okay, O'Keefe.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for such a riotous salute, and I want to congratulate Murray. He left his glasses home today, and he did all right. You were very fine. Now, according to a newspaper dispatch in the Hollywood Citizen News, I was just reading, Franklin M. Kremel, director of the Northwestern University Traffic Institute, has announced that women are safer drivers than men. Oh, dear, you don't always have to look in the comics to get a laugh, do you? I must admit one thing. Women are more resourceful as drivers. Take that new Studebaker of ours. You know the kind. You don't know whether it's going forwards or backwards. You know? Well, Mrs. O'Keefe has found out how to drive it sideways. Of course, she only does that at night because she's so considerate. She doesn't want her headlights glaring in somebody's eyes. The lady who started all this about safety driving and women being better is Mrs. Russell Pfeiffer of Wilmette, Illinois, a member of the National Safety Council's club, who are known as the Wonder Wives. That's an organization of women who have driven more than 10,000 miles safely. You know, on the road, I seem to meet the other kind of wonder wives, you know? You know the type. You're driving along behind them, and every second you're wondering what they're going to do next, you know? The Safety Council was planning to present a cup to the woman with the best driver's record, but unfortunately, the man scheduled to make the award couldn't show up. On his way to the festivities, he was knocked down by a woman driver. Now, it's time we got on with our game here, which we know is Double or Nothing. And I want to explain to our first contestant, Miss Anna Miles. Right, Anna? Okay, Anna. I want to explain how we play this, dear. We have a $2 question, a $4 question, a $6 question, and a $10 question, you know? Any money you win on those, you can take away. Sit down, take it. Then if you want to play Double or Nothing, you can go for a $20 question, you know? And you want to go on top of that, you can go Double or Nothing for $40. We also have a Grand Slam question, and that makes you $80 if you win, and we have the sweepstakes. Now, are we all clear for the game, Anna?
Right.
Let's square off. Anna, you tell me you're a waitress, right?
Right.
What did you do before that, Anna?
Well, I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy?
I was a Navy nurse.
You were a Navy nurse. Where were you a Navy nurse?
Well, I was in Cragador, 19 months.
You were captured?
Yes, I was. I was in Jap prison camp.
You were in a Jap prison camp for how long, Anna?
Well, I was there the whole 19 months, and the first 3 months we went, we weren't bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, brother, we were certainly bothered.
Gee, I'd rather see you win here today than anybody else up here, I swear.
I'd like to win.
You're not married?
No.
Where's your family from? Where's your dad from?
Well, my dad is from Northern Michigan. He's
what
a casket maker.
A casket maker?
Right. He was waiting for me.
Oh, Anna, tell me, have you had any unusual experiences in your work as a waitress?
Oh, I've had several.
For instance, anything that we could do with a daytime audience? You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
All right, what?
One is, yesterday I ran into, I'd hate to embarrass the man that's in the audience.
Yeah.
But he asked me a very question that I didn't know how to answer, but anyway, I handled him.
Yeah.
He asked me, he said, his friend went to the doctor and he's very sick.
Yeah.
He says, I didn't know what to do, and he says, I don't know what to tell him. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So, right away, I says, yes, maybe I can. I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, what the trouble was? He says, well, he can't go out nights. He can't Can't eat.
Uh-huh.
Can't do nothing.
Poor guy.
And he said he had to send his wife away on a vacation. So what do you think we should do with him? Well, me, I didn't know what to answer there. So I said, well, I don't know. What's your suggestion? He said, well, I think he should get a good-looking girl like you and take her home and just have a big screwing party. I said, why
Anna,
not go down to the hardware and get a screw? Why don't we go on with the
questions we have here for Campbell's soup? What is your favorite kind of Campbell's soup? What is your favorite kind
of
Campbell's soup?
Vegetable.
Vegetable. All right. Put Anna down for vegetable soup. What category would you like to take?
Number six.
Well, number six, first of all, we give you a chance at the grand slam question. How many piano tuners do you think there are in the United States?
Ooh.
How many piano tuners?
Piano tuners?
How many piano tuners in the United States? Yes.
Oh, about 8,000.
8,000. And you have chosen a category having to do with husbands and wives.
Right.
Here's a list of celebrities by their married names. All you have to do is give me the professional name of the star. Campbell Soup's $2 question, Mrs. Phil Harris. What's her name?
Alice Faye.
All right. The Campbell Soup $4 question, Mrs. Harry James.
Betty Grable.
Right. The Campbell Soup $6 question, Mrs. Desi Arnaz.
I'm afraid I don't know that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lucille Ball. Thanks for coming up, and we're sending you a gift case of Campbell's soup. Thank you. Now, here beside me is Murray Wagner, beside himself with good news. Go ahead, Murray.
You said it, Walter, for tomorrow's the big day, the opening day of Campbell's Tomato Soup Week. Mother, here's your big opportunity to stock up on Campbell's Tomato Soup at the same low price as a year ago. Your grocer's been planning this big marketing event for some time. It's well worth a trip to his store. Remember, Campbell's Tomato Soup is the best-liked soup in the world, so you'll want to get plenty. Here's the mellow goodness of sun-ripened tomatoes blended with golden table butter and gentle seasoning. Mmm, good. Remember, too, the price is as low as a year ago. So take stock of your needs for months ahead, then stock up plentifully on Campbell's Tomato Soup. Get Dad to go along with the car and bring home a case or two of Campbell's Tomato Soup. Now's the time to lay in an ample supply during Campbell's Tomato Soup Week.
It's Campbell's Tomato Soup Week, Campbell's Tomato Soup Week. The price is as low as a year ago on the favorite soup of them all.
Well, congratulations, boys. That was beautifully done. Our next contestant is John Douglas, right?
Thank you.
Where do you live, John?
Why, I moved.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. You moved, what do you mean?
Well, you see, I'm out of Sawtell.
Out at the Veterans Hospital?
Veterans Hospital out there, and
I see.
I'm on a furlough.
Oh, I see. You had me there for a minute, John. You moved. I mean, we...
Yeah.
What did you do, John, before you went in the... How long have you been out there?
Well, I've been out there now for 7 years.
7 years, huh? What did you do before you were out there, John?
Well, I was in the advertising business.
The advertising business here or in the East?
In the East.
Uh-huh.
New York.
Are you married, John?
Detroit. Oh, yes.
How long have you been married?
26 years.
26 years?
Mm-hmm.
What was that whistle for, John? I didn't get that.
26.
Oh, I see. All right. John, what is your hobby?
Why, I used to do a lot of things, but now, since I've been out of the hospital, I've been taking up painting. Arts and things like that.
You see that wonderful article in Life this week on Picasso?
Oh, yes. Very fine article.
Do you like Picasso or Matisse or Van Gogh?
The very best.
Yeah. I'm an Esquire man myself.
Oh.
Now, John, here we're going to give you a very important question first. What is your favorite kind of Campbell's soup?
You're asking me? I've been in the hospital for 7 years.
Oh, I
see.
They
don't make soups that I don't like.
Who doesn't make them?
Campbell.
Thank you very much, John. And here is a chance for you to win $80 on the Grand Slam question. Oh, this is a beauty, I think. How many piano tuners do you think there are in the United States?
Oh, about 18,000.
18,000? I wonder how many untuned pianos there are. That'd be another idea. Try that someday.
18,000?
18,000 for Jack Douglas. What category would you like to talk on, Jack?
I'd like to try that number 11.
Number 11? Number 11, Mr. Douglas, has to do with family names, brothers and sisters. You've seen or heard about all these families. I'll give you the first names of the brothers and sisters. You are to give me the family name. This is a tough one. Here's a Campbell Soup $2 question. Who are Bing, Bobby, Bob, Larry, and L. Everett?
Crosby.
Sure. You're smart, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, now, Jack. Here is the Campbell Soup $4 question. Who are Groucho, Chico, and Harpo?
The Marx Brothers.
Yeah, don't you... Oh, I wish they'd do some more pictures together, the three boys. Remember those pictures where Harpo would run through the picture, always changed, chasing a blonde? And you remember he never said a word? He was winded, that was all. It was all the Now, here comes the Campbell Soup $6 question. I hope you got the right answer to this. Who are Patty, Maxine, and Laverne?
The Andrew sisters.
They're not flavors of soups yet. Granted, they work for Campbell's Soup. They're on ahead of that wonderful program that's delivered from New York by Edward C. Murrow.
Oh, that's...
And if Edward C. Murrow ever delivered a line like that, he'd lose his job. Wasn't that awful if I said that? All right, here is the Campbell's Soup $10 question. Who are Franklin, James, and Elliot?
Couldn't be the Roosevelts.
Roosevelt. Yes, it could.
Oh,
could be. Don't talk me out of it here. You got a chance to make some money. I might figure out a family I knew named Schwarzenkopf that had Franklin James Kelly. All right, now here's the... Do you want to go double or nothing, Jack?
I'll try, Jason.
The Campbell Soup double or nothing question for $20. Who are Marie, Annette, Emily, Cecile, and Yvonne?
The Dion quintuplets.
The Dion quintuplets. Gee, they get harder as they get up here. What is it, quintuplets or quintuplets, Emily? She's the authority on everything, and she doesn't know. All right. We come to the Campbell Soup $40 question. Do you want to go double or nothing?
I'll try.
For $40. All right, Campbell Soup's $40 question. Who are Charlotte, Emily, and Anne?
The, Bronte sisters.
You've won $40. Thank Congratulations, you. John. Thank you for coming up. Please stand by for the red line. And, John, we are sending out to the Sawtelle Hospital, whatever address you give us, a case of Campbell's Gift Soup. Now we have Mrs. Marjorie... Grainer. Mrs. Grainer is from... Oh, yes, you're from Pasadena, Mrs. Grainer. And you are the chief telephone operator?
That's correct.
Well, if I ever get jammed up on the phone sometime, Marjorie, can I ask you personally, or will they say I have been disconnected or something like that?
Well, you'll probably get disconnected in the procedure, but I'll get you eventually. I always do.
You'll get me... You always get me eventually, Marjorie?
I always get all the people that are cut off.
All the people that are cut off. Do you ever listen in on conversations, Marjorie?
No, that's against the federal communications.
It is. I'm so glad, because my boy Michael is only 12, and he goes to high school over there, and he said to me the other day, he says, "Hey, Dad," he says, "can I call up a pal? Can I use the phone?" I says, "Yes, go ahead, Michael." The next thing I heard was, "Hello, Virginia." I'd have loved to have listened in on the other end of that. What, you're Mrs., you're married, huh?
That's right.
What did your husband do, Mrs. Rainer?
He works for the American Totalizator Company.
Totalizator?
Yes, that's
right. You mean out at the track?
Yes.
Gee whiz, what an exciting job that must be, watching the odds go up and down. Does he bet much?
He's the one that makes the odds go up and down.
He's the one that makes them go up and down. Could I meet him, Mrs. Grainer?
You come out and I'll have the rain.
I'd love to meet him someday, just before the race starts. I don't want to meet him till then. Now, Mrs. Grainer, we're going to ask you a few questions here. First of all, what's your favorite kind of Campbell's soup?
Chicken.
All right, put Mrs. Grainer down for chicken soup. And what category would you like to talk on?
Has Six been exhausted?
I don't know. Is Six exhausted? Do we know anybody by the name of Six who isn't exhausted? First of all, here's $80 riding on a Grand Slam question, Mrs. Grainer. How many piano tuners do you think there are in the United States?
9,421.
Oh! You've been listening in the windows, huh? 9,421. Get that accurately, girls, you know. Now, you have a category, let's see. We have category on husbands and wives, list of celebrities by their married names. You know, I was reading where the Duke and Duchess are not going to the wedding in England.
I
will never forget the day that the Duke delivered his wonderful speech. You know, the Woman I Love speech?
Yes,
and I was in my apartment in New York. I remember how dramatic that was. And a friend of mine named Izzy Ellenson was sitting there. And he got up and he says, "That fellow was a real gentleman. He gave up his seat for a lady, you know." Well, anyway, here's Campbell Soup's $2 question. Campbell Soup's $2 question, Mrs. Grainer. Mrs. George Montgomery, what's her professional name? Mrs. George Montgomery. She is a singer on the radio.
Jenny Sims.
Ah, I'm sorry, Mrs. Grainer, a friend from Pasadena, and you missed. I'm heartbroken. It was Dinah Shore. But you haven't lost entirely. Will you please stand by for the red and white sweepstakes? Thank you. And we are sending you and your husband, Mrs. Grainer, a gift case of Campbell's chicken soup, which you like so much. Now, our next contestant will tackle our next question in just a moment.
This concludes the first half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's Tomato Soup.
They're back and they're better than ever before. Campbell's pork and beans. So pass up your plate and as fast as for more. Campbell's pork and beans. Back again better than ever today. Livelier, racier, flavor today. Eat them and then you'll eat them again. Campbell's pork and beans.
Now the second half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's pork and beans. Listen for the Grand Slam finish in the red and white sweepstakes. And here's our paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe.
Okay, okay.
It's a case of hands across the sea in this one world in the presence of the lady who comes now, Mrs. Julie Sherwin from London, England, who is visiting her daughter here. And Mrs. Sherwin, we're glad to have you here. I hope you're enjoying things.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been here?
Exactly a fortnight.
A fortnight? Oh, jolly, 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 a fortnight. You know, I used to go punting on the Thames when I was a kid.
Yes.
It's a beautiful life there in the valley.
I lived in Richmond myself.
In Richmond yourself?
Yes,
have
you
ever gone to the Henley Regatta?
Yes, I did.
Yes, well,
nice.
Tell me this. You have a daughter. Did she marry one of our boys?
Not a GI, no.
Oh, he's not a GI?
No, he's a Dutchman.
He's a Dutchman?
Yes.
Well...
He's from Amsterdam.
He's from Amsterdam. Yes. Is he in the jewelry business?
Yes, Diamond.
Oh, Diamond. Hey, that's wonderful.
He's
Now, hey, isn't that so tough about Princess Margaret Rose? She's got the measles. Did you
hear
that?
Yes, I heard this morning. Yes.
She wins. I mean, at her age, too, the measles.
Why? She's a big girl now.
She's a big girl, yes. But, I mean, royalty. The idea of the germs coming into Buckingham Palace. Gee whiz, it makes me start worrying about Margaret Truman. I don't know what's going to happen. Now, your husband is a glass button manufacturer?
Yes.
That's for dresses and things like that. How does that meet your husband?
Well, I was in the park with a girlfriend of mine, and I was pretending to play tennis. I had a tennis racket in my hand.
Did you have a net in the court?
Yes.
Oh?
No balls.
And what?
No balls.
No ball. But you were pretending to play.
I was pretending to play tennis. And my husband was, at least the husband now, he was had a camera, and he took my photo without film. He hadn't any film in the camera. We were both cheating.
You were both phonies. Well, that's delightful. Proves that your each of you had a wonderful
that's
sense of humor.
A very good start.
A very good start. And how long ago was that?
That is 28 years.
Oh, bless him. I wish I could meet him. Well, Mrs. Sherwin.
Nice,
yeah, I'll bet he's a very nice chap. Now, let's see if we can win you some money here. First of all, you've already won a gift carton of Campbell's pork and beans. And where would you like that?
I'm very glad about that because we only get very few tins in England.
You get very
few. When we do, we make a rush for them because they're under the counter.
I see.
Yes?
Under the counter?
Under the counter.
Well, would you like these sent to England?
I would very much.
All
very
right.
much indeed because it would be a treat for
we'll
English people.
We'll send you a gift carton
Thank
of
you.
The Campbell tin.
Yes,
please.
And especially chicken.
Especially
chicken.
Chicken, pork, and beans.
Yes.
Well, we'll fix it up. And here we have an $80 Grand Slam question. In 1931, Babe Diedrichsen broke the world's record for throwing a baseball. She's one of our women athletes.
Yes.
How far, in fact, do you think she threw it?
Well, as a guess, because we don't play baseball in England.
I know it. The first game I ever saw was at Chelsea Oval. No kidding. 1913, I saw there was an exhibition tour.
Oh,
two
yes,
American teams
yes.
played there. What would you guess?
Well, I should say 260. Would I be...
But that'd be fine. You
well,
go in 260.
Yes.
I'm delighted. And, you know, speaking on the subject of sports... I don't know whether you're going to do this tomorrow, but I'm going over to the Coliseum. You know, tomorrow night here,
yes,
the Coliseum?
Yes,
seen that?
No, I
they're,
haven't.
Well, they're going to have
this
the...
It's my very first experience.
It is. Well, they're going to have the relays, and you know, we have a fellow named Mel Patton. We're very proud of him. He's going to be there to try to break his new world record for the 100-yard dash. He said it last week.
Yes,
And
yes.
he'll probably go on to the Olympics in London this year.
Oh,
are you
going to
be
yes,
back there?
Definitely. Yes.
Well, now, let's see what category you're going to have here.
Spelling I would like, please.
Spelling you would like.
Yes.
All right. Spelling is... two words, I think, that mean practically the same thing. Get this. It's one of those things, Mrs.
Yes.
Sherwin. The Campbell Soup $2 question. Spell L-O-N-E when it means... I beg your pardon. No. Loan, I should have said.
L-O-A-N?
No, I made the mistake. It's my fault. I'll give you another one. Spell load when it means burden. When it means a mineral deposit that fills a fissure in a country rock is different. But
well,
spell load when it means
load,
a burden.
Load, L-O-A-D, when it's
a
heavy burden.
Burden.
Yes.
I saw one of my neighbors come home the other night with a terrific burden.
You mean to say he was loaded as
yes. All right, the Campbell Soup $4 question. Spell bore when it means a person who wearies you with dullness.
B-O-R-E.
Good. The Campbell Soup $6 question. Spell beach when it means the shore of the sea.
B-E-A-C-H.
The Campbell Soup $10 question. Spell faint when it means inclined to swoon.
Our way is S-A-I-N-T.
Your way is good enough
yes.
for us. Your way is my way. I'm delighted. You've won $10. Do you want to go double or nothing?
I should like to.
Double or nothing. I want to warn you. If you make a mistake, say that's the way they spell it in England. You'll get away with it. All right.
Yes.
Spell the word for $20, slight. S-L-I-G-H-T, when it means scanty or meager. You've won $20. I'm awfully sorry, but now I'll have to take you up to the Campbell Soup $40 question. Spell cereal, when it means breakfast food.
C-E-R-E-A-L.
You have won $40. You're glad to have you. Here's Lou Crosby to point out that seeing is believing, Lou.
Yes, sir, seeing is believing. Those red and white labeled cans in your grocer's pork and bean section are Campbell's pork and beans. They're back, and a mighty welcome sight for folks who've been wondering when they'd see them again. Remember how good Campbell's pork and beans used to taste? Well, they're better than ever today. That's right. Campbell's have made them that way. Even better than ever. The tomato sauce is livelier, richer, tangy with the flavor of red ripe tomatoes, pointed up by racy spices and seasonings. The sauce is cooked right into every plump, flavorful bean, too. Then they're topped off with a slice of lean bacon pork. Yes, seeing is believing, but just wait till you taste Campbell's pork and beans today. You'll say you never tasted finer pork and beans. Next time you go to the grocer's, remember, they're back and they're better than ever before. Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Now, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, we have Mr. James Curry, who is a bartender and a salesman. Does it say of tire inflators, James?
Yeah.
What are tire inflators?
Well, they're long tubes that take the air from one tire to the other and place it so it'll equalize the air and you can go get to a station without having to get out and change a tire and pump it up yourself.
I see. Well, our business.
Not so good.
It's not so good?
No.
Well, then maybe you can win some money here, James.
Oh?
I hope you win some money. Now, first of all, you have already won a gift carton of Campbell's Pork and Beans, and here is the Grand Slam question. You might win $80 with the correct answer here. In 1931, Babe Diedrichson broke the world's record for throwing a baseball. How far in feet do you think she threw it?
I'd say about 325.
325. Thank you, Mr. Curry. Now, what category do you want?
Well, fingers.
Fingers? All right, fingers. Let's see. A variety of questions. These questions are all about fingers. Let's see how many you can answer. How many fingers are there on a hand? That's what it says. Yes. What do you say, sir?
10.
On
eight.
A hand?
Eight.
Eight? On a hand?
Oh, on four.
I don't know many. Four? I'm terribly sorry. Yes, it's four with the thumb. Makes five. But that eight had me worried there. Now, let's see. We're going to come to the Campbell's $4 question. On what finger is an engagement ring worn? On which finger do you wear an engagement ring? Are you married, sir?
I am, sir.
All right, then what finger did you slip it on, Mr. Curry?
This one.
That's right. Good boy. Now we come to the Campbell's Soup $6 question. An efficient person is said to have information about his or her particular job where? At what?
At the fingertips.
Fingertips, good. The Campbell's Soup $10 question. This is a question for fellows of our age and weight. Small cakes, sponge-like in texture, are called what fingers?
Lady finger.
Yes, you and I. Double or nothing?
Yes.
Double or nothing for $20, sir. Campbell Soup's question is this. What was found in this manner, and my fingers wandered over the noisy keys?
The ivory keys.
The noisy keys arrived. Right. Seated one day at the organ. What is that? What's that song? You know?
Yeah, that's the last chorus.
Good boy. You won $20 there. Now, do you want to go double or nothing?
Yes, sir.
For $40. In what eastern state are the Finger Lakes? In what eastern state do we have the Finger Lakes? Do you know, sir?
Connecticut.
No, I'm sorry. It's New York. Gee, Jim, yeah. I'm sorry you lost. Stand by. Maybe you'll win in the red and white sweep. Now, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we have Mrs. Mac Garber. And you're related to Jan Garber?
Yes, my husband's brother.
Your husband's brother. Well,
yes.
Mrs. Garber, give him my love when you see him down there at the Philmore. He's doing a great business.
Yes.
Now, your husband is a police officer at Warner Brothers?
Yes.
Aren't you lucky not to be in Philadelphia with the conventions coming
up? Yes, I'm very happy about it.
It'd be kind of tough. And do I understand that this is your 40th wedding anniversary?
It surely is.
You should be enshrined in a statue right in the middle of Hollywood here. Mrs. Garber, let's see if we can win you some money for your anniversary now.
Yes.
First of all, you've already won a gift carton of Campbell's Pork and Beans. And here's the Grand Slam question. In 1931, Babe Diedrichson broke the world's record for throwing a baseball. How far in feet do you think she threw it?
I'll say 175.
175. And what category do you want, Mrs. Garber?
Arms?
We just had fingers. We might have had arms. This form of the word arm is used in question or answers in this category. A Campbell Soup $2 question. Weapons of defense and offense are called what?
Arms.
Right. This is especially true of romance. Arms are used for defense and offense. The Campbell's Soup $4 question. What day do we observe on November 11th?
Armistice Day.
Right. The Campbell's Soup $6 question. A place for the assembly of soldiers is called what?
An armory.
Good. You've won $6 and you come to the $10 question. Who, in a famous soliloquy, wondered whether it was nobler to take arms against the sea of trouble and by opposing end them? The opening line of the soliloquy is to be or not to be. This is the question. Who said that?
Hamlet.
That's it. You win $10. You want to go double or nothing? Double or nothing for $20, Campbell Soup tells you this. One of George Bernard Shaw's plays is entitled Arms and the Man. I beg your pardon, you've won $40. I'll give you an alternate question. It was my mistake. A romantic figure is often described as a what in shining armor?
Knight.
Good, that wins you $20. Now, double or nothing for $40. With what division of the armed forces do you associate G.I. Joes?
With the infantry.
All right, you've won $40 for the army. Question was this. In 1931, Babe Diedrichson broke the world's record for throwing a baseball. How far in feet do you think she threw it? Our source is Encyclopedia of Sports. The answer is 296 feet. And James Curry from Minneapolis wins with an estimate of today we have $532. In the red and white sweet case, I'll be back with a question in a moment. But first, Lou Crosby.
Back when folks could pick and choose their pork and beans from a full range of different brands, Campbell's Pork and Beans were the largest selling brand in America. Today they're back, and you're going to like Campbell's Pork and Beans even better. Campbell's have made them that way, better than ever. Munchy, tender beans, lean bacon pork, and a tomato sauce that's richer, livelier tasting. That's Campbell's Pork and Beans today. The beans you'll like best.
All right, everybody, you've got 30 seconds, and the first one up for the answer wins. Here's the question. Who was the first Englishman to complete a voyage around the world?
Camels bring you the red, white, sweet stain. Camels paying off again. Take a try at the red and white, sweet stain. Think about it, rack your brain. Come on and join this money making caper. If you know the answer, write it on your paper. Walter, hey Walter, have we got a winner today? Today, have we got a winner today?
No, we do not have a winner today. The $532 question was this. Who was the first Englishman to complete a voyage around the world? The answer, Sir Francis Drake. The $532 will be added to tomorrow's Red and White Sweepstakes. This is Walter O'Keefe saying so long. Listen to tomorrow same time. And remember, you'll be grateful for a plate full of Campbell's Pork and Beans.
They're back and they're better than ever before. Campbell's Pork and Beans. Pass up your plate and then pass it for more. Campbell's Pork and Beans. Back again better than ever today. Livelier, racier flavor today. Eat them and then you'll eat them again. Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Everyone, this is brought to you by Campbell's Soup and Campbell's Pork and Beans.
This is Lou Crosby saying goodbye till tomorrow.
At Grocer's now, Franco-American Festival time.
The gals are cheering because all three Franco-American foods help them get out of the kitchen. Quick, ready to serve springtime meals.
The boys are cheering because Franco-American foods are delicious. Franco-American spaghetti, macaroni, beef gravy.
Get all three. It's F.A. Festival time.
Double or Nothing comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.